Zo, nu heb ik gebeld naar Sebastian. Hello, Sebastian.
Hello, hello everybody.
So, you're also from Belgium and you're also part of the organization of the Alter Summit.
Yes, I'm not exactly from Belgium, but
you're not?
I'm living here for 7 years now.
Okay, so because I saw that it was a Belgian GSM number.
Yeah, but I live here.
And where are you from?
Switzerland. I'm from Switzerland.
Aha.
I grew up there.
Okay.
So not exactly European Union, but...
No, but in the middle of it.
Yes.
You are exactly. Encircled by the European Union.
Yeah.
So in what do you do? Are you professionally linked to Alter Summit-like stuff? Or?
Yes, I'm actually a coordinator of the Alter Summit here of Alter Summit Europe. So this network is working at European level, we have half-time here to facilitate this network and the work of the network. So that's my job.
It's really your job.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And have you been in this job since 7 years then?
No, 2 years ago. We started 2 years ago. It was the first time that the network has a coordinator, a professional coordinator. So it's new for us and it makes us more possible to coordinate and structure actions, activities, etc. Because before was only by the will of the member organization. So
and do you have subsidies then?
Not directly, but yeah, we managed to, with different organizations here in Belgium, to have a part-time job. So yes,
okay.
Kind of subsidization.
Because I know that normally within the European Union there are funds for organizations that criticize the European Union.
Yeah, there are subsidies also for example, trade unions, no, to facilitate social dialogue, etc., this kind of thing. But as we are more mixed network, it's harder to have European funds, and so we are not subsidized by European funds.
No.
So we had in the past some conferences, meetings, etc., with European money, but for the moment, no.
Oh, they were set up as projects then?
Sorry?
So those meetings were set up as single actions, as projects? Yeah.
Yes, as project of social dialogue, and yeah.
Okay. Exactly. So what do you actually do? You organize those two yearly meetings that Felipe was already talking about?
Yes, that's part of my job, organizing these meetings, these encounters, try to find political points to discuss, activities to build, information, communication to do, so different tasks as a network needs, no? Needs a lot of information.
Maintenance.
Yes.
Network maintenance.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's not always easy, but we try to do it.
So the Alter Summit, is it just about exchange between the members, or do you also try to influence the political agenda?
So as we have as an objective to impact and to have an impact on these policies, we do more than only meetings. We have tried in the past different actions. We go for 2-3 days of action, also linked with organization here in Belgium as a D1920 Alliance. We participated last year in October, was 3 days of action against TTIP and more widely against the European policies, and so we organized also actions in the street, and we had some delegation coming from several European countries to Brussels for 3 days. We had discussions, debates, etc. So we try to go more, to go beyond only meetings, but as perhaps you know, it's not easy in Europe to have actions with political impact, no? So we are, since 2 or 3 years, we are trying to find a better way to impact these policies, because these are objective finally, no?
Yes, of course. But the main objective stays to try to get all social movements together.
Yes, yes. And since some years, different networks appear in the political and social sphere in Europe. So now we are also collaborating with different networks, as Blocupy can be. Now you have this strong anti-TTIP movement. So we try to work with all the people willing to change the drift of Europe and the way for another Europe. So
yes, so you become a kind of super network of the organizations that are already themselves networks about a specific team.
Yes, we are
then
a network, and there are others, but we try to make networks with the network. So in Europe, we are trying, as I said before, to find the ways to effectively have impact on European policies. And for the moment, we still have a lot of work to do, because our capacity to change the reality is very weak. So, but we hope that our work will be fruitful in the coming years, and as new initiatives are being launched in Europe, so things are moving, but there is still lots of coordination, lots of debate to have in order to really change the things, no?
Has there been a link between ELTA Summit or the people involved in it and the movement of the Indignados in Occupy?
Yes, as the networks, a lot of our members are in touch locally with Indignados, with trade unions, with ecological movements, etc. So we have links at different levels, no? So
yes, and
yes, and now as Nuit Debout has begun,
yes.
Also 15M is the anniversary, so we make these links, but could be different from the country to another, no?
Yes, of course.
It makes also special this work in Europe. The fact that the local reality, national reality are very different, the way how the social movement is acting there changes. So that's our one of the difficulty we have, is to coordinate all these different dynamics, no? So
I see. But there is every country is feeling the European push for more austerity.
Yeah, sure, but as you see now with this loi travail in France, this kind of bill have been adopted in Spain before, in Greece, etc., but not at the same time. So we live the same consequences, but not always at the same timing. So it's a huge challenge to link this dynamic, no?
Indeed. I remember that when the Indignados movement was spreading, that many people said, well, what's happening there will be here. It's too early for us to feel a very deeply felt solidarity with those people. But it will be coming here too.
Yeah, you mean with solidarity with?
I mean 5 years ago when the Indignados were...
Yes.
In Spain were doing a lot of actions. Then I heard people say here that it was that many people here didn't feel a lot of the mainstream media too, they didn't really found it very interesting or important, but that it would become clearer in a few years to people in Belgium.
Yes, and as we said before, the dynamics still remain part in national or local level, so it's difficult to copy a movement and say, okay, we do it now and it will work. No,
it won't,
because it doesn't work like this. But I think in the coming years, things will be more easy in this.
Do you think that in this period of the Indignados and Occupy, that something is left of it? Or do you think that some people seem to think that everything just disappeared?
No, I don't think so. I think it was a very important movement, and it still have effects on the moment. Nuit Debout is the continuity of this. Uh-huh. You have different continuities. You have Podemos. It's political open space created by this movement. You have now also in the neighborhood, in the municipalities in Spain, with new dynamics and, at local level. So it's still giving effect and will still give effect. And we will see in the coming years that all these people, because all these people met, discuss politics, etc., and engage. So now people engage will mm-hmm. bring fruits in the coming years. I'm quite sure of this.
So you are keeping contact with all those local movements?
Yeah, we try to keep in contact with most wide groups, but as there are so many activities also at local level, we don't have the contact with all, and that's why we collaborate with other networks who have perhaps these contacts at local level. So I think we'll have to find a way, a wide way to work together and to find common messages, common demands on which we can work for time all together, no?
Yes. So in how many countries do you have members or contacts now?
More than 20.
And also outside the European Union?
Yes. Yes, because we take Europe as an horizon, but mm-hmm. we know that the things goes beyond, and the problem is global capitalism, global neoliberalism, and that's don't stop at the borders of Europe. So
indeed.
We have also contacts in the north of Africa. When we go to the World Social Forum in Tunis last year, we made contacts, because the realities are sometimes the same when we talk about health commercialization, education privatization, but there are realities also there. So it's important to keep contact with all the countries where the realities and the consequences of this politics are the same, no?
Of course, yes, across the sea.
Yes. Sure.
So what is next on the agenda? You said something about October?
Yes, this October or November is still to be defined. We will organize with different other partners, trade unions, social movements, a European conference on social and labor rights. So because we think that the different social dynamics have to take the time to redefine our demands on social rights, on health, on education, and labor rights, the collective action rights, etc. And we will gather the maximum of partners to this conference to define two, three, four focuses for the next years and to campaign on them, no?
Mm-hmm.
All together. That's a little bit the idea.
Now, you said before that there are also organizations and one of the... There are several teams, yes. Also, feminism and ecology are big teams. Can you persuade people working on those teams to come to such a conference?
Yes. And as we launched the idea some months ago, we see that there are a lot of interest on these topics because everybody is seeing that all their rights of access to health, access to education, transport, also the limits to the strike rights, etc., are under pressure. And so people are saying, okay, we are all in the same bus, so let's try to discuss together what to do and how to stop first these these attacks, and try to be ambitious also and propose alternatives, adapt what are the demands of this popular movement from many years, no? And adapt them to the new reality. So that's also a political elaboration that we need in order to find the good words, the good messages, the good way to act also in order to defend our social rights.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and of course, all things come together. It's like one ball that sticks together. So I suppose that social rights also are linked to ecology and other things.
Absolutely. And this question of ecology is perhaps one of the main challenges. We need to go to a transition, ecological transition, fair transition, if we want to protect a little bit the earth. So it's a big challenge, and I think around this point we can gather, we can have common demands and common action. I'm quite optimistic that in this area of ecological transition we could gather and act together.
So where will the summit be?
In Brussels.
Uh-huh.
In Brussels, but we are organizing also before the conference regional meetings or contribution, because the idea is to ask the willing organization to contribute by sending, I don't know, a text on what they defend in this area. We want also the people meet before in order to bring proposal to the conference. And the conference will be more to debate and decide priorities. That's a little bit the idea, because around this topic is very wide. So if we want to discuss this topic, we need different moments, different discussions, etc. So that's why we make this participatory process before the conference.
Mm-hmm. So it will be a few days, and what will it be? It will be lectures and debates and workshops?
Yeah, I think a mix of all of this. We are also thinking to a public event, because the conference needs a room, etc. We cannot be thousands, so we are thinking also a public event during this two-day conference, which is 2 days.
So for the rest of the conference, it's just for people who represent some organization or some network, and then there is one event where we can come to.
Well, we will spread very widely the call, and we will ask the people to register, to pre-register, and if we have a lot of registration, we will try to make kind of balance between different movements in order to have a more wide representation of the different dynamics in Europe.
And a balanced mix.
Yes, yes.
That it's not only unions or only... Okay, our time is up.
Okay.
Thank you for your
pleasure.
Time.
Yeah.
Don't forget to send us press releases about what's going to happen and when and where. So maybe we can do an interview in the news program on Saturdays about what you are going to do.
Okay, would be great. If people are interested in more information, just send a mail to Sebastian at altesummit.com. EU.
That's an
easy email, so if people are interested in the conference or something like this, please feel free.
Okay, I will add a link to your website also. Is there recent information on the website? Because I
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay,
enjoy
thank
your
you.
Sunday. Bye.
And talk soon. Bye-bye.